having sex.
I had a dream last night that we recorded like 30 minutes of an episode, and it was going great, and I looked down, and I hadn't enabled any of the tracks on the recorder.
Oh, my God.
Which I guess is a nightmare, but not because it went bad, but because now I have dreams about podcasts.
yeah, that's horrible.
Which is the real nightmare. I had a dream the other night that I was shaving my mustache off and crying while Enya was playing.
Hell, like
a woman with breast cancer shaving her head.
That's fucking weird, dude.
Yeah. I had another dream, too, the same night about, like, a live-action Garfield TV show.
Okay.
They just had some morbidly obese man that they painted like Garfield, but he was still nude, so you could see his penis the entire time. And it was on, like, you know, ABC Family or whatever.
That sounds like a good-ass show. Let's do it. Yeah. I'll be Garfield.
Well, it's funny, because it's like, I like to think of myself as, like, I'm, like, good at comedy, and it's the thing I put effort into and have to, like, come up with, but it's just that my brain is, like, broken on a fundamental level.
Yeah, you have some kind of fucked up...
Right, it's just more, like, symptoms of...
Comedy is just one way that your brain is fucked up. The one way your brain is operating in a way it shouldn't. All comedy is like you say something unexpected.
Yeah.
And
that'll do it for my humble brag session of the show. So we're
humble brag that you dreamt about shaving your mustache and crying.
Yeah, that's
like Jiro dreams of sushi.
Stavros dreams of pussy.
My man go to sleep and he dreaming about sushi. Hold up.
All right, joining us on this episode is the wonderful, always insightful,
Big Titty Amber.
Big
fat old Titty Amber.
Jumbo Yum Yum Amber.
Yeah.
Me.
Hooters. She writes a lot about her breasts in, I don't know, a couple of ladies' magazines.
Yeah.
I mean,
good housekeeping.
Yeah.
Cat fancy.
Cat fancy. How to breastfeed your cats.
Yeah.
I think the cat fancy was like, why isn't there a magazine for autistic gay men? where is my magazine?
Okay, this is good. The different types of autism. Trains, standard issue, straight.
Yeah. The good autism.
Horses.
Girl version of that.
Knitting. Yeah.
Knitting. There's a knitting autism for girls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And cat fancy, gay autists.
Yeah.
What about lesbian autists?
Cat fancy.
No.
Other lesbians. They're autistic about
other
lesbians.
Okay.
I think they're autistic about frowning and smoking cigarettes. It was so funny. There's like some lesbians that live down the block, and they were like unloading their car or whatever, and it was like, I don't know what kind of car it was, but it was like, it would look like if Subaru was like, let's make an even more Subaru-y Subaru.
Right.
You know, it was like an Aztec or something.
Yeah.
You know, this big... Shit.
Oh, those suck.
Had a vagina on.
Right, exactly. Yeah. There was like leg hair on the wheel.
Was it that that Asian woman with the mullet?
No, it was.
Oh,
too...
I love her. She has a physique like Danny DeVito.
Oh, nice.
I haven't seen her, but they were unloading. They were unloading the car, and like, and this isn't gonna have like a good payoff. But they just, you know, they look like white, like Portland, Maine lesbians.
Right.
And I was like, I bet I'm gonna get up there, and the license plate is gonna be like a. You know,
Lilith.
Yeah, well, like Vermont or something.
Right.
And I walk past, and of course, it's a Vermont. That type of New England lesbo.
Oh, yeah. I think I told this story, but I dropped my cousin off at a lesbian Burning Man potluck. And I am not kidding. There was 6 Subarus parked in the driveway. It was like, I was like, Olga, what the fuck, man? Come on. This is, she's like, no, you got me. This is really good. This is really funny.
Well, they're good cars. It's not like they're bad cars.
Yeah.
I like that they were like, we're going to make shit. It's a Japanese company. And they're like, we're going to make cars for Australia.
You're right.
Guys
Subaru
that love kangaroos.
Sounds Japanese.
Yeah, and then all they did was they made cars for women that dress like Australians.
Lesbians look like they're in the Outback.
The khaki, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of tackle
vests. Yeah.
Yep.
Short shorts.
Damn, I never thought of Subaru's Japanese. Subaru.
Well, I know you can.
It's obvious, but you remember the commercials coming out.
Yeah, they're all fucking.
I know you can hear my traditional lesbian accent. A little bit about me. I grew up in Vermont. He's a lesbian.
Eat me pussy.
Yeah. My throw neck steakhouse. Out
Eat Throat. Out back.
Yeah,
out
there we go. You almost got it. You almost got it.
Back. Yeah.
Eat out back steakhouse. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I like it.
Ah, fuck. I don't dream anymore because I've been 30 Weed. Days in a row, I have been high as shit at bedtime. I've been eating edibles like they're fucking regular candies. Yeah. Shouts out to the cum boy that gave your boy a couple. He gave me Muddy Buddy edibles, dude.
Yeah.
What in are Boston. Those? Shouts like out chocolates? To everyone who came out of Boston, by the way. And the South Shore boys. What's up?
Those chocolates?
No, yeah, it's they're, like they're
trail they got poppers sweet. In there so you can raw dog.
Oh.
Like after asshole. You eat them.
Yeah. You're high and your ass is just fucking dilated. Like you're giving birth. Loose.
Right.
I take the medicine that they give pregnant women that are dilating. So
Stop
I get
takes
my
poppers
fucked.
And then his ass opens up like Porky Pig is about to come out.
The whole the pig I ate over. Comes out.
That's all, folks.
24-hour grocery market through Grubhub you can order groceries from.
No, but...
There's one on Grubhub and Ooh. They also deliver beer... Poppers and Whippets.
Poppers?
Wait, it's Whippets? Aren't Whippets illegal? Or I guess not.
No, they're just like whipped cream chargers. Yeah, and they sell them one awesome. At a time.
Yeah.
I seamless chips the other day.
Is CO2 illegal? Nitrous is, you need a license or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be racing.
Oh, but by CO2, the way, for can, the...
Because we just make that shit, right?
Yeah.
For the cum boys that, this is coming out on Wednesday, but on Friday we have a
Friday,
big show in D.C.
Big show.
In the lot outside the Cumtown show, I will have... A nitrous tank, and I'll be selling balloons. So if anyone wants to get,
I was
fucked
telling
up.
Adam, I went to Starscape one time,
uh-huh.
and it's just a bunch of guys outside going up balloons,
balloons, balloons.
I got balloons.
Who wants balloons? Yeah,
who wants to get fucked up off balloon?
I think it would be really cool if, like, yeah. When we
no,
go
I didn't
tour.
Take them already. I just sound like this.
This one kid in my neighborhood. I remember going to his fucking house, and he got addicted to heroin or whatever. He's been in rehab
cool.
a bunch of times. But
that's cool.
Yeah, I want to hang out with that guy.
I went into his house. I was friends with his older brother, and I was just hanging there, and I just saw 12 cans of whipped cream, and I was like. Hell yes.
Yeah.
Time to fucking eat. I didn't think about the whip it factor at all.
Yeah.
And all it was.
I thought it was an ice cream party.
Yeah.
You thought it was an ice cream party.
And I just ate. I just sucked off all this flat whipped cream because it was had taken all the whippets out. And
I like
just,
how that, this story started with some guy that fucked up and got addicted to heroin and then. The ending
he
is
will
your horrific topping addiction.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just snorting sprinkles.
Yeah. Nah, they had a deep fryer in the basement, and there was a bunch of shit left over in the basket, and I was sucking on that while they were...
The oil?
They were sucking Freon out of the back of the fridge while I was eating sour cream that was about to expire out of the front.
Symbiotic relationship, really.
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah, they're barnacles and you're the whale.
I do want to get a hold of edibles, though. So
I kind of want to get some barnacles for my body.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be cool.
Still long enough.
Right. People are like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, I'm helping the environment.
That's right. Yeah. Is that what barnacles do?
Yeah, they suck your dick and in exchange the shark gets to have barnacles on it.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's like a tapeworm. They make you beautiful.
So if you put a couple barnacles on your nuts, it could suck your dick.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get barnacles, boys. No, let's go down to the docks.
It could just suck the cum straight from your nuts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would it feel like you're ejaculating?
No. Yes.
Well, then I'm back in.
I changed my mind.
Boo, 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 boo.
Science rules. There's got to be like very primitive animals that are just basically a mouth that you could get to suck
your
dick.
You mean like a clam?
Yeah, like there's got to be species of clams.
Well, you've seen that video of the chimp opening the frog's
mouth.
Fucks
the frog's
mouth.
Mm-hmm. But that's different. That's rape.
You saw that thing that came out this
week
about...
That's why all those Pepe guys, they embrace the frog. Because the chimp is black people, obviously, and they identify with that frog.
It's
they're like, this
it's
is
a
white.
Metaphor. That video started it all.
They're like, this is how I feel in life. I feel like that frog being mouth fucked by my natural enemy, the chimp.
That fucking chimp went to town on that frog's mouth, dude. Yeah.
He well, I like that the chimp looks like it barely gives a shit about what it's doing.
Yeah.
And the frog.
We've all been there.
Yeah, but you got to. Masturbates with glee.
Me.
Nick is all smiles.
Right. Yeah.
Anytime he combs his hair, he takes a shower.
Yeah, anytime you hear musicals coming out of my room, you know what's going on.
Turn the beat around. Yeah, I listen to Gloria Estefan when I jack off.
Choreographed. Yeah. I would smash Gloria Estefan.
Current day?
Current day, bro.
Miami Sound Machine?
Mm-hmm.
My eyebrows are raised. You know what I mean? Mm. Interested. That's what eyebrow raising means, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to use my eyebrows.
Raise two raises in quick succession is you're up to something.
Yeah.
Right? We're all doing it.
Let's see how long we can do this instead of actually talking. This is going to be our best episode.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
No, this is it. This is the episode where we only communicate with eyebrows.
Suck my dick around.
Suck me
bend
from
me
the backside.
That's good. Yeah.
Did you see that picture of Marc Maron wearing the pith helmet?
Oh yeah, what happened? Like a mailman.
Everybody was questioning, you know, when I said mailmen wear pith helmets, people were like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
And I was like, "You were like, take
boom,
that.
Bitch. He dresses like Babar."
That's right. What was Maron doing? Exciting new project?
I don't know.
He's a real mailman?
Yeah.
He got a job as a mailman?
Care. I've never cared what Marc Maron is doing.
He's delivering Me Too letters to powerful men in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
So, TJ Miller, speaking of.
Jay Moore?
TJ Miller.
Oh, TJ Miller.
TJ Miller's story dropped today.
He beat.
He beat and raped, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, he, like, violated consent within the context of a relationship. I mean, the real bad thing is the beating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he beat the shit out of a woman.
Yeah.
Fuck TJ Miller.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, I don't know why I even brought it up. I was like, well, maybe we could say something funny about it.
Nah, probably not.
Sounds pretty bad.
Yeah.
There's
you're
just
all excited about it. You're like, oh, here's it. And I'm like, this. I'm like reading it to you. You're like, oh.
Right. Well, I was hoping it would be something where he did like a bad improv bit, like in the direction
like
of a production assistant. Yeah.
It's like, he pulled his dick out as a bit on stage.
He slapped a woman around and like knocked one of her teeth out. And you're like, oh, that's not funny.
Yikes. That's not funny. When are we going to get Bobby Lee for pulling?
He's such a funny guy. I don't know why he resorted to that material. He's a better comic than
that. What about Bobby Lee, whose closer used to be pulling his dick out and putting on the audience's shoulders?
Yeah, but he would do it to men, which is okay. I'm still firmly in the camp of men can't be sexually assaulted.
No.
It's funny when men get raped.
Straight men cannot be sexually assaulted.
Okay.
Or sexually harassed.
But gay men can.
Yeah.
By other gay men?
Or by straight guys, or by women. Mainly by women.
Oh, yeah.
You know how
true
that
predators.
Goes.
Yeah.
They're really whatever.
Is that an issue you come up against as a gay man?
Am I the only one? Mm-hmm. And this is probably somebody probably already does this as like a hack bit, but I think about it. Like when you hear sex predator, you'd think about predator from the movie Predator.
Yeah. The word predator has been
so it's like the worst thing. It's like a black guy with dreads, but his face is a vagina with teeth.
Oh, and he sucks your dick with that pussy mouth, and it rips
all
it,
teeth,
and it fucks it up.
All teeth.
That's brutal. I would hate to have that happen to me.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see Teeth, that movie with the girl has teeth in her pussy?
I didn't see it. Because that was like the first of the movies that was like, I felt like necessitated by a thing people were talking about online.
That's a good point. Yeah. I feel like it made the rounds. Yeah.
I'm sure
it was good. I mean, there's plenty of movies that are good, but like, it was like this, like that, you know, the fucking Piss Pig Granddad movie that's coming out.
There's a Piss Pig Granddad movie?
What?
Yeah.
Really? Who's going to, is it Jonah Hill?
And he's not getting paid off it.
No, yeah, like before he even got back from Syria, it was like Jake Gyllenhaal, they like optioned his life without asking him.
Yeah.
He's not going to see a dime
from
it.
He's not seeing shit.
But Jake Gyllenhaal is like, yeah, playing him.
He risked his like legal freedom by doing that. I mean, like, there was like some serious concerns.
And
it's
Jake
Gyllenhaal. America and just be thrown
someone told
in
me
jail.
If you go to Syria to murder ISIS, you should at least, you know,
get to
see the set of the Avengers.
100%.
You'll get to hang out in Hollywood. It'd be more fun. That'd be like a story. I also do a movie without asking him, but the story is about that happening.
The movie.
Right? So it's a story about a guy who goes to Syria to fight ISIS, you know, And then somebody starts making a movie about his life, and he gets mad, so he goes to Hollywood where he's raped by Bryan Singer.
As a grown man?
And it's called the Piss Pig Granddad story. He's like, none of that happened to me. I'm like, you don't understand entertainment. Why don't you just go back to shooting Arabs? Let me be this. You ever hear the expression, send for a poet? That's me. That's my role. Mm-hmm. You know, I do poetry.
I've never heard that expression.
Yeah, what is that?
You never heard it? Send for a poet?
No.
Anybody get
Amber there? Probably has. She's
you've
like
heard that,
bookish.
Right? Yeah. All right.
Wow.
It reminded me of...
Well, that's another... I'm the expression guy.
Like asking a poet to write something nice for you?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. So if I wanted to seduce a woman, I would send for a poet to write a poem.
Yeah, Cyrano de Bergerac. That's what you want.
Yeah,
is that the guy with the big nose?
Yeah, so you, Adam is. The guy. Adam is like, tell her, like, pretend like the movies she likes are dumb, but then say actual dumb movies that make you sound smart.
Yeah, that's true.
Give three arbitrary facts about where she's from.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Tell her that MacGruber was the best movie. MacGruber
is
the last
really
20
good.
Years.
Yeah.
It is.
I do fuck with MacGruber.
I really think it is. Yeah.
You think that's the best movie of the last 20 years?
I think it's maybe the best comedy.
I haven't seen MacGruber, but Tropic Thunder is like way up there for me.
I think MacGruber
it's better
is
than
the
Tropic
best
Thunder.
Comedy to come out in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Like scripted comedy. I think Borat and Jackass are also very funny.
Borat.
You know what I liked a lot as far as comedy in the last 10 years? Remember Clown, the Danish movie?
Yeah.
Clown
with
is so
With a K?
Good.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
Clown
I
or
that.
Whatever?
Clown?
Yeah. It's about this guy who like wants to prove to his girlfriend that he can like handle a serious relationship, so he takes his like nephew on a road trip with his like horny friend. But, you know, this is like the boy doesn't grow or change at all. He's just sort of there while they're exposing him to all this sex shit.
It's really funny.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I'm going to check it out.
It was on Netflix for a while.
So it's a grown man and his horny friend?
Yeah. And it's Danish, so you got to read. So you feel smarter at the end.
Oh, I don't want to read. Fuck that shit. Fuck reading. Reading can suck my dick. It's like, I've actually been reading. I'm reading The Bronx is Burning right now, and I'm also reading...
You mentioned that. You've been reading it for like 4.5 months.
No. Whatever. I've been reading
however
it for 2 weeks.
However long
Do
it
not
takes.
Come you, to his defense. Ever.
Thank you, Amber.
However long it takes.
I have been reading Breaks
Sound
of the Game
it out.
For
yeah. Sound out
I'm just like
words.
Imagining Stav in bed, and he's like turning the page, and there's just, you look down, and then there's just barbecue sauce and chocolate.
The full page. It's completely blacked out. Oh, shucks.
It's missing pages.
It's so hard to read.
I have to buy
the
book.
I wasn't so bad at reading.
I have to buy the book 4 times.
I ran out of toilet paper, so I'm missing the last chapter.
Man, I kept feeling like I was leaking shit out of my ass.
Yeah, you
last
kept
night.
Saying that last night.
And then I would run into the bathroom and like, you know, check, and I wasn't shitting myself, but I just had this sensation that I was shitting myself.
Yeah, you kept running to the bathroom. Coke.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is it cocaine?
It might have been a ghost.
I mean, always. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
We all are kind of backsliding
that's why
here.
Everyone does that drug.
We're having a bad time.
Yeah, dude,
we're all doing a lot of drugs right now, I think.
Yeah. I just want to die. I hope I die soon.
No, you kinda... need to buy something new.
Yeah, it would be such...
I've already bought all the shit. The wheel was kind of the end of the road where it's like...
You bought a wheel.
Yeah.
This is excessive.
You bought the wheel. You bought the fucking weight vest. What else, man? Guns?
His bank won't let him buy a computer.
Yeah, the bank... I tried to buy that new iMac, and they were like, that's too expensive. I'm like, you don't get to make that choice. They're like, actually, we do.
What?
Yeah, well, the bank didn't like, allow him to buy an iMac.
Allowed to
they were like
crazy.
You can't they're like you're not allowed to spend more than $3,500. I'm like, that's not how the bank works.
Just like,
it's our
this
money
has never
man.
Happened before. I'm that's sorry right. The people that go to this bank don't have that
right.
Well, I bank at Amalgamated, so they assign you a Puerto Rican girlfriend that gets mad at you for buying anything. You know? Puppy, you are not buying that shit. You are not bringing that into my house. Like, you don't live here.
I would love dude if a bank assigned you a Puerto Rican girlfriend.
Yeah. I can only see you in between noon and 2:30 p.m. on Monday through Wednesday. The only hours you're open. Man, the banks get really fucking bold with their hours,
oh, yeah.
don't they?
Oh, they're just insane.
Yeah.
And then it takes like days to, even when they are open, it's like, oh, that won't process for another 7 days.
The amount
days.
Of money is terrible.
What is
though.
A it bank? Is a bank on a Saturday is open for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's like 11:30 to 1.
9 to 12 usually.
Well, yeah. I feel like I always miss it if I have to go to the bank on a Saturday.
Sometimes I'll go to the branch I go to in Union Square. And there'll just be a thing. It's like, we're closed today. There's just no reason. It's like a fucking note in the window.
You didn't get
some
email?
Yeah. Note to our customers, we will be closed November 6th for close. We're just closing.
Closing day. Yeah, the ramen place by me closes sometimes.
Yeah, that's like a bank.
It's a bank for me. I use it more than my bank, honestly. I have gone to that ramen place more often than I've gone to my bank.
I was refused ramen last night.
Maybe we should get swords.
I would get a sword.
No, swords.
To bring just to bring to the ramen place.
To have a sword.
I would love to cut up lines with a fucking
katana. Yes, dude. Yeah. Take and then a broadsword to take the lines off of.
Yeah.
You're using a katana to cut up the lines on the
biggest broad story is that like and then he made me do lines off his sword.
That's cool.
He never asked for anything sexual, but it's the most violated and dirty I've ever felt in my life. Yeah. He made me do lines while playing Call of Duty
about, you know,
and saying
how
the N-word.
How about like a gay guy that does lines off dildos by himself at home?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. It never goes soft.
One day. Yeah. One day it'll be a guy's cock.
Yeah. Me and Adam were laughing last night. And by me and Adam, I mean me at his house. And I told him about it. But it's like, you know, like the Freddie Mercury movie, the scene where he's like dying of AIDS and he's on his deathbed and like Brian May's there. And he starts like, he's like, I feel okay, I think. He starts like coughing up just cum. He like looks at the napkin.
Yeah.
Looks at the napkin and he sees it and he's like, it's fine, don't.
Freddie,
I'm
what
fine.
Is that?
Yeah, yeah.
That better be blood.
Get the doctor
it
in here.
It better
right
not
now.
Be jizz. Yeah. That's how you know you have terminal AIDS.
Yeah, it's good to laugh at these things.
I think I mentioned it, but I saw Behind the Candelabra.
Yeah.
And Michael Douglas's character, Liberace,
mm-hmm.
died of AIDS in that as well.
Yeah, it's true. That is true.
He looked really bad. Liberace had a hairpiece.
Would you stop for
a
fabulous life?
About his, who is that? The McCarthy lawyer?
Roy Cohn.
Roy Cohn, yeah.
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 That would be a fun movie.
What
well,
do you
do? Al Pacino plays him in Angels
That's
in
right.
America.
Yes, he does.
And it's he's fucking sick in
That's
it.
Right. I
he's
forgot
so
that. Never
good.
Mind. But then I forget that that is already a movie.
No,
yeah,
no,
like
it's
a
not
very
a movie.
Well,
I know it's not a movie, but he's in what
like
the
a
fuck
Super
is
heralded
this?
Movie.
Dude, they
Roy Cohn
oh,
was
Oh, I thought you know what I thought this was? I thought this was a new cryptocurrency.
What is it?
It should Amber. Be.
It's like somebody just posted NIGX instead of NIGA. And it's a non-gender binary version of nigga.
It's
a
new word
you
have to
use.
It's the gender neutral.
It's like no, no, dude. That's too much.
Oh, I love that's like the Latinx of the N word.
I think it's already gender neutral, though.
Yeah, I think so.
No, it's not. Like, because
you can
no,
call
bitch
a girl
is
that?
For women.
No,
and I don't mean to be culturally appropriative,
that.
But.
Yeah, don't culturally appropriate.
I don't want to, yeah. But no, I mean, it, yeah, it's
yeah.
not.
N words and bitches.
Yeah, yeah. It's you know what it is? It's gender neutral in the same way like guys is.
Right.
Where
yeah.
it's like
Which is not gender neutral and if you say it it's offensive. I've learned that.
Right. But it's
I
the
said
same
that
way.
To a trans
I
mean, person.
Everyone pretends like the N word is offensive when it's like, no, I'm talking about men and women.
Right.
I'm talking about black
The whole
men
race
and
is
women.
The problem.
Yeah.
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 I called a trans person dude, a trans woman, mm-hmm. but I say dude to like
everyone.
Yeah, I call Amber dude.
Right, that's what I mean. Like I say you guys all the time.
Yeah, and I say the N-word mm-hmm. to trans people all the time yeah. also.
Flores is doing that bit about how y'all is the only truly gender-neutral pronoun.
No, people are... It's not even a bit. People, like, use that in activism. It's stupid. It's yeah. like you
y'all
went to
is
Wesleyan,
radical politics?
You don't say y'all.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Amber thinks Jake is a bad comedian. He's a hack.
Yes.
Take
Poor
that,
Jake.
Jake.
Poor Jake and his new weird haircut.
He's got
he got
a
haircut?
No, he's just been growing his hair out to
oh,
pretend
he just
like
looks
he's
like
not
Charlie
bald.
Manson.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so thin.
Jake, join
top.
Us, brother.
Yeah.
Join our ranks.
Yeah.
You should get a piece, dude.
I'm going to get a piece someday.
Well, Jake's hair has been shitty as long as I've known him. Like, it receded all the way to the back of his head. And, like, on his temples. But then it still stayed in the middle without,
he's
like...
The Eddie Munster,
oh, like the
right?
penis.
No, not the penis. I don't.
You know when, like a bald guy's shit. A bald guy's head, he gets the C.
I've heard you
and then the
do
penis.
This bit a to me, and
it's not a bit, dude. It's just a description of a way that say, male pattern baldness works.
You say, oh, he has the penis, and you say it in this way you think is going to be funny.
I'm not saying it in a funny way. I'm describing.
It's just long.
Yeah, he does. He does have the Klaus.
Klaus Nomi, fine.
Is that the penis?
No, he's another AIDS.
Who's Klaus Nomi?
Is he a clown?
He was like,
he's
like a clown, yeah. He's like Bowie, but American, sort of.
No, he's German.
He's German.
Oh, yeah,
the name
German.
Klaus Nomi, motherfucker.
No, fine. He's German, sorry.
He did come out of like the East Village.
Yeah, yeah, he was like a New York-based guy, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was a soprano. He used to sing really
high. He was in The Sopranos?
Male soprano.
Yeah, he was like...
Was he
the guy in the woods that they had to hunt down?
The Pineys.
The Pine. Yeah, yeah.
Great episode. Yeah, yeah no. And he was really gay. My dude.
Oh, yeah?
Unlike
you?
Bowie, who tried to be gay and then couldn't do it.
Didn't he fuck Mick Jagger?
I don't think it was Mick Jagger.
David Bowie fucked children. He's a pedophile.
They all were
David
all
Bowie
were
said he was gay, and then they asked him about it years later, and he was like, oh yeah, that was a bit.
He was like, "Miss me with that gay shit."
I tried to fuck a guy, and it just sucked.
No, he said he definitely had sex with men.
Yeah,
he
he's like,
I was like a closet heterosexual.
That's hilarious.
No, he was like, I tried it on with men, but honestly, it really didn't take.
I love pussy.
But he definitely had sex with
pussy.
A lot of men.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Yo, no. During Ziggy,
I heard there was a rape story coming out about Michael Stipe, and that would really upset me if that's true.
Yeah, you're low-key
REM. I'm not a low-key. I love REM. I would be upset if Michael Stipe was a boy rapist.
That would suck.
Yeah.
What are their songs?
Losing My Religion.
That's right.
They have a lot of
penis.
Music. Yeah.
Oh.
Eponymous, favorite album.
That's good. I like Out of Time more than...
That's good.
More than Eponymous, but...
I was never really into them.
I didn't know how to say Eponymous until, like... 10 years after having first read it. It was one of those words I just avoided.
That stopped. I remember
Epoxy, too.
I remember that used to happen to me when I was reading, but now that I don't read, yeah. I know how to pronounce
it. It's
every
so
word.
Funny how often the Chapo guys say words wrong.
Oh, God. Felix.
Because they read too much.
Well, Will, too. Will
like says rather.
All the time.
Well, that's just like
he says it like a Boston Brahmin.
Well, it's funny because like none of those guys had ever spoken out loud until the podcast. They'd only communicated
on the
yeah, how about Racine's party? How about Racine's
Dude,
party?
That shit was so funny.
Racine
had
a party
and we show up and like somebody let the Chapo guys be in control of the TV.
I don't think anyone
it's like,
let them. Felix just
it's like,
grabbed it.
Oh, we're watching Iranian parliament fist fights.
Like, all these people are like, what the fuck is going on?
Can we put on Mariah Carey Christmas? No, we have to watch Yemeni train crashes.
to be fair.
On Live Leak.
It was on mute. We could listen to Mariah Carey and
sure.
watch it.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Definitely not the typical Christmas party vibe. Damn,
it's
I didn't get any
like,
pizza either.
Mike and Deborah were just making food the entire time. I like didn't see them.
I felt bad for
like
him.
This is why this country never had a sophisticated military.
You know who I felt bad for is Oliver. It was his birthday.
The little dog. The little doggy.
Mm-hmm.
My brother just adopted a dog.
What kind?
Well, husky mix.
That's
She's
cute
as shit. She's
That's
little.
Cute. A girl dog?
Girl dog.
Girl dogs are better.
She's got ice blue eyes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, she's cute as shit. I don't know what he's going to name her yet. Any suggestions for my brother's dog's name, guys?
Stavros.
But it's a girl.
Maybe like Athena, like a Greek goddess?
My mom named her cats Melina and Aliki, which is two pretty
Aliki?
Good Greek. Aliki.
Aliki.
Aliki,
your pussy.
Two pretty.
That's good.
Your
penis, actually.
Aliki. Oh, shit. What? No, it's pussy. What do you. Why
My dog was named after an Egyptian goddess.
Yep. Of blowing
your
up
Jews. Your
dog
was named after the caliphate.
The dog.
Adam's,
Adam's
trainers. In a different kind of caliphate called the dick he ate.
The dick he ate?
Yeah, that's you ate a dick.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Adam, how's Hanukkah going, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
I got a book from my girlfriend.
Oh, that's cute. That's
the only Hanukkah gift I've gotten.
It's called act like a woman, think like a man.
Yeah. Steve Harvey.
I would like to read that book, actually.
Oh, no, no,
I was, like, in Borders one day just thumbing through it for a while, just, like, weeping to myself in the aisle.
Maybe we should read it at the live show. We should read a chunk.
Of the Steve Harvey
series?
Yeah.
I think that's where we should try out our eyebrow communication bit.
Oh, yeah, because finally people will be the reason it didn't kill is because no one could see us, but if they...
Oh, no, I think it probably did kill.
Think it was killing in the
We
room?
Don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean...
There's no way you could suck my dick.
Oh, yeah, Nick just found out about the Pipecast theme
song.
Now,
you know what? I knew about it when you first did it, and I've forgotten about it.
Yeah.
And then... Hearing it again. It's great. Yeah, it's catchy.
It's catchy. It's art. It's not illegal to use mm-hmm. the song.
It's right up there with Where Everybody Knows Your Name. You know?
Yeah.
One of the most iconic theme songs.
Where Everybody Sucks Your Dick.
No, it's Where Everybody Knows You're Gay.
Yeah. That's
it's a show
right.
called Queers.
That's right.
And that's, first of all, that I would even have to explain that to you.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
It breaks my heart.
It's very surface level.
There's gay Ted Danson.
I'm still laughing about straight Frasier.
Yeah.
Coming on after
regular Frasier.
Gay Ross.
Niles. Why don't you come over here and suck my penis, Niles? Yeah. Oh, but Frasier, I don't know if that's right.
That sounds exactly like them.
That's pretty good.
Hey, you guys, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop sucking each other off.
That's Daphne.
Yeah.
You're really bad at impressions.
Yeah, that's...
Urf, urf, I'm the gay-ass dog. Urf.
The dog wasn't gay. Shut up, man. The dog was cool.
How about
Adam? You've got a little penis.
A show called Suck Bone, and it's about a dog that reads gay porn and then goes into the gay porn.
Yes. Oh yes.
Little Jack Russell Terrier.
Suck
Who
Bone.
Who is Jack Russell? He's the only guy in history to get a dog named after
him.
Yeah. No, there's King Charles.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but he's a king. Jack Russell is just some guy that's like, yeah, I came up with this. Check this out. Boom. A little dog.
My dog.
That's what Wishbone was.
The
right?
mask?
Yeah, Jack mm-hmm. Russell.
Oh, Jack Russell would be a good name for, like, I don't know, one of those subscription box services for retarded men. Yeah, I just got my Jack Russell box. It's a tiny dog, a wooden condom. You know?
Get a lot of splinters.
Have you guys ever used non-latex condoms, like a lamb's wool condom?
I never have. Do you have a latex allergy?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I use polyurethane.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Polyurethane. That's like a wood finish.
They break.
No, it's like skateboard wheels
they're
and bowling
condoms.
Balls.
Damn, bro.
They break.
You might as well just raw dog.
Honestly, pulling out is just as effective as condoms.
Mm-hmm. Just as safe.
It's in terms of contraception, it's just as effective. Not in terms of STD
prevention.
There's
no way that's true.
It's 100% true. Look it up.
Well, it's not just as effective. It has the same failure
yeah,
and success rate.
Busting
over
inside
a certain
is like just as effective.
No,
as
I said,
just straight up blowing a fat fucking load all over the back wall.
Like, it's over a certain age, though.
Sticking your dick
you
into the cervix and coming into the
condoms
fallopian
suck,
tube
dude.
Is
not,
as effective.
Not in terms of how they feel, because they feel like shit, but condoms suck in terms they break all the fucking time.
Mm. I mean,
you know?
You know it's a great movie?
I bust inside when wearing a condom.
A
yeah, but that's because you have women's cum and it won't mix with the eggs.
You have to
meet a really masculine woman that
yeah.
has sperm eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Dan's eggs.
I date a lot of shot putters.
Yeah.
I date a lot of... One of the tweets someone used as evidence of your misogyny?
What's that?
You're telling me one of the tweets that someone used as evidence of your misogyny was like...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it went to when people were, like, going off about, like, here's hard evidence. This guy's a piece of shit. And one of them was, like, it was a tweet where I was like, it's fucked up that women have eggs like spiders. That's why you can't trust them. It's like, yeah, he literally thinks women are spiders.
That age-old trope.
That is a good point.
Wow, you're literal human garbage.
Mm. Women are fucking spiders, man.
Sorry, Claire's asking for the link to the web series.
I didn't realize it was out.
Everyone,
look at the web series.
I embedded it on the Patreon, but I guess it fucked up.
Everyone, the web series is out. And, what do you mean? She was in it.
Oh, Claire. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
That's probably, you know, we put out some hot content, and I think you're really going to be surprised by the level of
professionalism.
Attention to detail, professionalism.
Yeah. Tenacity.
Oh, see?
Oh, tenacity. All right. Fuck, man.
There's no way you can stop.
I think I'm going to go home for a whole week. I think I'm going to be home for a week.
What are we going to do about recording? I'm going to go into Africa, dude.
Oh, fuck. Whatever.
Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum,
bum. Suck, 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 suck.
Bum, bum, bum. No, no, I'm doing Toto. You're not allowed to sing it. You're not allowed
to. So they were named. So that band.
Only me and Stav are allowed to sing Toto.
So that was that band is named after?
I'm
going
to be in Africa, dude.
I don't give a shit, dude.
Yeah. After you go to Africa, if you survive.
If you dare bless the rains while you're there.
I'm going to bless the rains.
If you bless those rains, you better toe the fucking line and back off Toto.
I'm doing. We're saying.
Those are the only two Toto songs I know.
Yeah.
I wish I knew more so I could continue.
They wrote
this
Human
bit.
Nature by Michael Jackson.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, well, it's human nature for you to.
Rosanna.
Rosanna, yeah.
Yeah.
Human
Chad
Nature is a good ass song.
Arquette in the
song.
Video.
Sex.
Yeah. Oh, really?
With boys. Tell them that it's human nature.
I actually don't like
having
Toto.
Having sex with boys. Right?
I don't know enough Toto to like them or not like them.
Are they named after the
Africa's
dog from Wizard of Oz?
Song.
They are. Africa's all right.
It's a great song.
Something about it seems off, though. I don't know what it is.
Suck my dick. Yeah, I don't know. That's how Toto is. They're just
you know what I don't like about that song is like... And this is going to sound stupid because it is. But I like lyrically and like just the way the music sounds, like thematically, they don't align. Hmm. You know what I mean? Like the way the song makes you feel, it's got sort of like a melancholy tone.
Yeah.
But the lyrics themselves aren't.
Right,
and
right,
it fucks
right.
with my head.
I know what you mean. There's songs like that it's like a real fucking upbeat mm-hmm. melody and it's about killing yourself or
that
whatever.
That I understand because there's like an irony there. But when it's like a melancholy song and it's just about like, you know.
You're just
happy.
Like, you should have written these lyrics.
Yeah, exactly. They should have, you know, it's like somebody came up with a good song and then like the songwriter.
They phoned it in.
Yeah, right. They were just like, yeah, you know, good times and lollipops and rainbows. And that song makes me cry. Puppy dogs and sticking your dick inside of a flashlight looks like a pussy. Everyone runs that. But loves that song.
Yeah. Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. When I was 17, I sucked on a man's dick. Just kidding, I would never fucking do that. Don't look at me that way. You fucking piece of shit. I've never been gay.
When I was 17.
Sinatra had a nice run, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you know, it's so sure. crazy. It's so crazy. It's like, I know, you know, Sinatra's in man heaven right now, looking down at all this Me Too stuff and being like, thank God. Thank God we're here in the man cave.
Yep. Him and all the fucking, all those guys raped big time.
Oh, of course. It's him. Yeah. Man heaven is him. Winston Churchill.
Babe Ruth.
Adolf Hitler.
Okay.
Saddam Hussein.
Pinochet. Yeah. Hitler was kind of a fet, though.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, Hitler's too gay to be in man heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, didn't he get his nuts blown off in World
Stalin.
War
I?
Adam Carolla's up there. A lot of people don't know this, but
he's
Adam
dead.
Carolla died after they canceled the man show. And this new guy
an
is...
An imposter
right.
is doing a podcast.
He's like, it's, you know who the new Adam Carolla is? The guy that used to be Andrew W.K.
Oh.
When you get too old to be Andrew W.K., you have to become Adam
mm-hmm.
Carolla.
Makes sense.
Damn. He became like a super duper reactionary, right?
Oh yeah,
he's like a real
That's
libertarian
and
type
like
guy.
Has like no career really.
No, he actually
no,
does well.
Carolla,
as far as,
he's
yeah.
huge.
Podcast is pretty.
He's
huge.
Actually he
oh,
was
he
probably
big audience.
No, he was actually
podcast,
on the top. He was probably on the first wave of like self funding your shit.
Yeah,
you know he doesn't. He like him and Jimmy Kimmel will probably never talk. Like
yeah.
the trajectory.
Well,
of
even
their...
when the Man Show,
I would
was
love
on,
to see them resentfully
they're still
walk
friends.
By
even,
each other.
Even when the Man Show was on, Kimmel was like, you know, like, this is all stupid. I don't like these. He's like, I don't want to say I resent my audience, but he's like, I'm not like a frat guy. It's like, this is just a performance for the show. And he's like, from where we're sitting, it's like the same thing we have. Where
we're intellectual.
We
sensitive.
Make nothing but racist and rape jokes. But when our audience does it, it's wrong of them to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
but because
right.
we make money off of it, it's somehow different.
It's
and we're
art.
Complex
it's very
people
funny.
That shouldn't be judged based on our words.
That's right.
You it know? Is a really weird thing, though, to like, see clips of the Man Show now, and you're like, how was that on
yeah,
TV?
Yeah. Oh,
and
the one with Annie
Milonakis like,
buying
like, oh,
beer
this
was
is
good.
Offensive, but it's it like, God, Andy this Milonakis. Is so dumb.
The boy,
yeah.
It wasn't Andy. But there's was also, it? There's also, he, Jimmy Kimmel just, there was a bit where he's Karl Malone, and he's just in
I'm
black
Karl Malone. Yeah.
body, not blackface. They
Hedges
fucking
out?
Brown
black
his ass
body,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had black muscles. That's the dream.
A black muscles, dude. That's what I want. I mean, like, I know it sounds racist, but if we could just harvest them for their bodies and give us their bodies and then fix the skin.
That's me too.
You know, I could have my head surgically removed and placed on a black man's
me
body.
Too. Yeah.
And then we, you know, make his skin the right color.
That's the right. That's right.
You know, but we did it without hurting them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Humane.
Yeah. We could sew all of their heads together into like a
big
rat.
Big basketball.
You're kind of getting like park muscle workout guy physique now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
oh, because you're a pull-up guy now?
You're a pull-up guy now.
There's a guy like a block away from me where I walk my dog who just is an outdoor workout man.
The outdoor workout guys are the best when they wear no shirt, gloves, beanie.
Yeah. Beanie, gloves, no shirt, and then Bluetooth speaker.
I don't understand the gloves.
I
it's like
when
why
you
do you want calluses?
The shirt and pull
right.
it up.
That's cool.
So it's
it
like
is.
A hood.
Oh, yeah. Well,
like, I like when
that's
they
like
do
a porn
that.
Thing they do, too, where they take a T-shirt and they put it behind
As
their heads.
As a porn thing? I see
they
guys
do that in
like
porn
on
a lot.
The train doing that, you, like wearing it like an abaya or something. It's very weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a, they drape it, and it's like, why are your arms still in the sleeves?
The outdoor workout guy recently got one of those Bane masks. Those, like, breath suppression or whatever, oxygen.
I wear those to beat off.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I'm
you
making
like to
love.
Hear your own heavy breathing.
Yeah, yeah.
But a couple weeks ago, I saw him doing sprints up and down the block on Green with his girlfriend piggybacking on him. And then she, like, fell off a couple times.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah, that dude.
Yeah, that guy's
yelled
cool.
at her. He yelled at her
that
for not holding on.
Ripped, dude.
For falling off.
He's jacked.
Really?
He's insanely jacked.
Damn. Does he have a job otherwise?
Daily Mail. Photos show inside the derailed Amtrak train.
Oh, my God.
He was making
amazing.
His girlfriend.
I saw that thing, and it's like, God, everything we have in this country is expensive and will kill you.
Well, I just love that the Daily
it's
Mail is
Antifa
like, a train derailed. I guess what people want to see is
the inside.
Is the inside of the train where blood is splattered all over the fucking
dying
car.
No.
It's a real expensive one, I guess, because it's that one that people take to
Seattle
get the
to Portland.
To get the views of the mail.
Oh,
well,
shit,
all
really?
Of them are the real expensive ones. Amtrak's a fucking
scam.
Yeah,
why is
it
so expensive?
I don't think Amtrak has like ever been profitable.
Really?
Yeah, it's subsidized by the federal government.
Yeah, it's
really?
Subsidized by the government.
And it still costs that much?
Yep.
Yeah.
They just
that
don't
sucks,
care.
Dude.
Well, they don't have any competitor, but also there's no like central control, so there's no price control.
Yeah.
So it's like the worst of both.
It's too expensive, if you ask me.
The problem with the trains is that like
they roll off the tracks and kill people.
That's
really
rail,
a large problem.
Well, it's all antiquated technology. Like you could have high speed rail that would like work, but it has to go through like, you know, there's all this like, there's so much more red tape with trains because it literally like goes through places.
Right.
You have to like use eminent domain to like, you know,
yeah,
build the fucking tracks to begin with.
You can't upgrade. You like you have to rip all that shit out.
Yeah.
I told you about when
like
my ex jumped the turnstile and had to pay the fine in the office, and he goes in and like the walls are covered in posters of like Japanese and German like bullet trains because people dream of
That's
living
hilarious.
In a world where the trains are good. It was so sad. Mm-hmm.
I think we should just go back to making the Chinese build.
You know what was probably a better train? The one to Auschwitz.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, that
in
was
cool. In terms
coal.
Of service and reliability. Show me one story of one of the Holocaust trains derailing and killing people.
I think it happened a lot.
Never.
No?
Never once. They made sure all of those people got to where they were going safely.
To be killed?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No accident will kill these fucking Jews.
What a tragedy. 400 Jews dead in a train accident? This is
no,
horrible.
Phyllis, you fucking bitch, don't go out. Stay there, you dumb fucking bitch cat.
That's how you talk to an animal.
It feels me. It senses me as the alpha. Dude, Adam, I got. Where's your boy? Didn't you have a friend that had dick pills? I needed some dick pills, dude.
We got dick pills when we went to Mexico, but he lives in Connecticut.
I need the plug on some dick pills, man.
Just go to Mexico. You can get mad Cialis there.
I can't go to Mexico.
Mexican Cialis?
You just order them from the same
This is
place
one of the guys that died.
My birth control.
Really?
Yeah.
For real?
That guy died in the
train? Yeah, filtered through Vanuatu, a small island nation, although once their volcano erupted and I couldn't order birth control
Oh,
anymore.
No.
Wait. This is one of the guys that died, so, you know, he definitely was on that train for...
He was a recreational
spectral,
train.
Yeah, spectral. reasons of the spectrum.
Well, this is huge, Amber. I can get fucking island dick pills.
I think they have those.
Nice. When like the internet was.
Yeah, they've got like a sexual health section. And
awesome.
That's where I get my.
Okay, great.
When the internet was all dial up, my friend accidentally was like watching porn when he was like 13 or something.
Accidentally
went through Vanuatu, and his parents got a bill for like $5,000.
Whoa!
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta. You know, my penis needs some fucking a jolt of.
You're
28
years old, stuff.
Hey, man, what do
you
want from me?
You're fucking 28 years old.
What do you want? I've been putting together some. It's just a little something to get me going, dude. Once my cock gets hard, it will never stop being hard. That's my guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you prime the pump.
Somebody done broke that boy dick.
I want a perpetually hard dick.
What is that? Priapism? Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
That's
Greek,
and
right?
It's named after guy whose dick was always hard and he was a laughing stock.
I would just tape it to my leg, and then when I have to fuck, take the tape off. Hard dick, ready to go.
Do you go 12 o'clock?
I go...
When it's hard.
I go.
You're talking about one plane. There's two planes here.
11.
Yeah,
I don't go 12 o'clock anymore.
You need to. Yeah.
You mean straight up?
I don't go
straight out.
Anymore. I just go forward.
Forward. I go forward to the left and a little up.
What Stav goes cuckoo clock because his penis is hidden in layers of fat. And when he's hard, a little door opens and comes out and dances around for a second.
Doesn't make a noise.
Goes back into his shitty body.
I have a cuckoo cock. I go up and to the left.
Up and to the left. Up and to the left. Do not forget your fallen king. JFK, Oliver Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Thanks. I wish I remembered more of that monologue.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that movie.
It's a good movie.
That movie's good. Yeah,
I said it first, so
okay,
once again,
tie.
Heard
that was a tie. That
it was not a tie. It was not a tie.
I would count that as a tie, but I think
Damn.
I told Nick previously that I thought it was a good movie.
Checkmate, I never listened to a single fucking thing you said.
Actually, you were like, let me write that down so I can remember.
Damn, I
want
to
pace you
in a coffee.
Down, you think I'm foolish enough to keep a record of anything that happens in my life?
No.
So true. That's what got Nixon, dude.
Yeah.
I don't keep no damn records.
That's what got the Nazis, dude.
Really, the record keeping?
Yeah, they were like, "Oh, we think this is fine." And then they opened up
I wonder who helped
Lisa
them keep
Frank
those records.
IBM.
Come on, you fucking imbecile!
Sorry. Shit.
What?
It's a fact. It's a historical fact.
God damn it!
Wait,
I think it was Hewlett Packard.
Yeah, it was HP.
Whew, that's how we save ourselves. Blame it on
a different corporation that actually was not complicit at all.
I heard it was the
Packard Bell
Gateway. Remember that this shit was cows?
Yeah.
What was that about?
Cow computers.
Cow computers.
Dude.
I did, but
you
what was it
a
about?
Big cow computer.
I did. I'm not kidding. I did actually love it.
Mom, can I dress up like a cow? No, stop, Ross. You cannot dress like cow. It'd be funny if you get that AIDS cancer and you just look like a big old cow.
What?
AIDS cancer?
Kaposi's sarcoma.
It makes you black and white?
No, you get lesions that kind of look like cow spots.
I don't think I'm going to get
cancer. That would be very funny.
I don't
funny.
Think I'm going to get AIDS.
Yeah.
You're probably low risk for AIDS.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably incredibly low risk.
And that you don't have sex.
Stop got AIDS from a trolley bright crawler. Somehow. He managed.
From a what?
He managed to get a gummy form of AIDS.
I put it into my dick hole. I sound with those little gummy worms, dude. Would you suck gummy worms out of a man's penis?
You're so
another
bad
one
at
of these hypotheticals make no sense.
And then
yesterday,
would you?
No.
Would
and
you?
Like, What if the man had AIDS?
Yesterday, Sav asked me, would you fuck a woman that's like got a hot body but has an old woman's face?
Yeah, would you?
I mean,
I would.
I would, yeah. I mean, would I?
Yeah.
Like, fine, yeah.
Okay, like, well, answer the fucking question. Not, don't make a big deal about
it. No, but the stop move would be if you had said no, and then he's like, what if she had both an old woman's face and an old woman's body? Yeah. Like, that's not how this works.
Just, you don't understand incentive.
Yeah, like, what is that?
Well, would you suck the gummy bears out of a fucking guy's dick?
No.
Okay. Me neither.
So what if it was a flavorless? How's your plan pick? Going to be transamorous?
Huh?
How's your like? Trans-amorous,
oh yeah, there's
lifestyle?
A woman that stops.
Stav has a big old crush
a
on a trans woman.
No, I don't. I would fuck one though if she was hot.
You can't say who it is for business reasons.
I would fuck a hot trans woman. I'm on record of saying that.
Yeah,
because I'm liberal.
That's record.
Yeah, okay. That's what Hillary said during the election.
I'm a progressive guy.
Sure, I could arrest the bankers, but would that make men fuck trans women? No.
You know, excuse me for being open-minded.
Yeah.
Unlike you two fucking bigots.
I would.
Bigot is fun because it almost feels like you're saying another word. Mm-hmm. You know the one.
Yeah, we all know.
Yeah. Nothing but word? Nothing but a bunch of bigots holding hands,
yeah,
kissing each other.
The last thing I want is some fucking bigot marrying my daughter. If my daughter brings home some fucking bigot, I'm smacking him.
I was thinking gay, but it works for that one, too.
Oh, yeah.
It works for anyone. Just
it's
say
like
bigot.
If my son
combo.
Brings home yeah. some fucking bigot, fucking him in his ass... Not my household. This is a bigot hating household.
Fuck. Yeah, so if you're a sexy trans woman, I'll DM the kid. You know, let's solve this problem once and for all together, sexually.
You know,
but you have to bring dick pills for both of us, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, look, if you're a trans woman, your dick better not work better than mine. You know, if we're going to have any kind of romantic relationship.
That's true. That adds a whole wrinkle to it that I didn't, you know.
Yeah,
you gotta worry about who's got the nicer dick. It's
that's
probably
the nice
gonna
part
be
about you. You never have to worry about wrinkles because you just expand.
That's right.
You're
I'm smooth.
Yeah.
Well, you guys will look horrible.
I would say taut rather than smooth.
Both taut and smooth. They're, you know? You know, they go hand in hand.
No, it's like a like kind of like an overinflated kiddie pool.
No, I would say both
swollen.
Taut and smooth.
Yeah.
No, except definitely not swollen. Definitely. Definitely taut and smooth.
Bulbous.
Yeah, I was grabbing your love handles the other night at the show, just for fun, to feel you from behind.
And it felt good, didn't it?
It would, yeah. Actually, I kind of understood why that guy said he would fuck your ass even though he's not gay.
If you went to Japan?
Some guy DM'd me and he was like, I would fuck you. I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was like, I would fuck you so bad. DM, hit me up if you're ever in Tokyo. So I'm not going to do that.
Show
we should all go to Tokyo so that
diapers.
Guy can have sex with you.
I would.
I can get brought into a drifting gang.
I would go to Tokyo. We should do a show in Tokyo.
I would
boys.
Love to go to Tokyo.
Let's do it.
Now that we got money, we should do international shows.
Why not?
I would love to go to Tokyo to entertain.
You know what we should do?
Hey,
look, if we got Australian fans,
to entertain.
We could go to Australia.
If we got Australian fans. If you're an Australian fan listening, you please harass
Melbourne.
Yes,
Melbourne
Comedy
Festival.
Festival.
Yeah.
Please harass them. Send in bomb threats.
And ask them to
the
book
show.
Nick and Stavros
yeah, we have
from Cumtown.
What are you talking about?
They don't allow Jews in Australia.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
They have some Jews there.
They have in Sydney.
I'm trying to go to Melbourne. Get my nob polished in Melbourne.
In Tasmania, Jews are not allowed. That is true.
Oh, really?
But the rest of the country, it's totally chill.
Yeah, they already got enough devils in Tasmania.
Yeah.
That's their language.
That's
dude.
Good.
Thank you.
But I'm gay.
I was at the Six Flags in California.
Oh, the trans.
Yeah, they had a trans Tasmanian
hell
devil.
Yeah. Lucy or Daisy.
Yeah, you sent me the picture. You were so excited.
I was. The Transmanian
devil. He fucks her, right? That's his wife.
Huh?
Taz's wife.
It was never explained.
I think yeah, he has a wife.
Well, there was a spinoff. Well,
you know, they're tiny, they're toony, Fox. They're all a bit of loony. Right.
Loony.
So they're all fucking each
they're
other.
Canadian money.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now do the bit. Say it, Adam. Say, it's so weird that their money is like loony.
Shut up!
I mean, like, wait a minute. Did they not know the Looney Tunes? Was... Say it. Say the
I just
bit.
Think
I think you have to say it.
What's going on up there in Canada with the money? Okay, mm-hmm. That's my question.
There he is.
All right. I talked to my Canadian friend the other day, and I'm like, hey, Pierre, let me get a dollar. And he's like, don't you mean a loony?
No, they have dollars.
Oh, they have dollars.
They do.
You fucking idiot.
I don't know.
Loonies are their coins or some shit.
I'm talking to my friend Pierre from Canada the other day, and I'm like, hey, motherfucker, let me get one. I'm like,
black
slap
stank
ham
on it.
Slap my ham. Give me a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the bit, dude.
That's a little thing from my act.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
I was, you know, the classic Dan Ninen bit yesterday.
No, Nick kept doing it.
Yeah, we started doing, like, Dan Ninen, but his Jada kiss. I don't even know how okay. We got to that.
That was funny.
Oh, I wonder if
dinner.
Cocaine had anything to do
no,
with
we
that,
were at
that
dinner.
Line of thinking.
No, keep
it's
it.
Like, that would be a great sketch, dude. Jada kiss Dan Ninen.
No, that was that cute.
I love fucking just burying myself up my own fucking nose.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Damn.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, did you hear last year about the bombing in Chelsea? It was a bombing, but I actually heard it was somebody trying to charge the new Samsung Galaxy S8 phone. All right, good crowd already.
Literally waiting for OJ material.
Yeah.
I've got
did you hear OJ Simpson raped and murdered his wife? But I heard a rumor that it was somebody trying to charge the new Samsung Galaxy S8 phone.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah, because you can do it with any tragedy, and it becomes very funny.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, two planes.
Hmm? I said tragedy.
Damn, I want a pastry, dude.
Yeah,
I want a coffee and a damn pastry.
I love pastries.
You talking about ramen?
Fuck, I want a chocolate croissant.
I want to live. I want to just let's all move to French Riviera. You know, hang out at cafes,
yes.
Eat pastries.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
get a gondola.
Avoid the war effort.
Gondolas are
fascist.
Venice.
I love it.
A gondola.
Let's get a gondola.
Who's gonna steer it? Matteo.
Maybe
bring Matteo along.
Sing
awesome.
Opera.
Yeah, just have him speak all his different languages and
yeah.
Use his sexy, his strong, sexy body to steer our boat around.
That would fucking
Maria.
Dude, it was fucking annoying. I got in like pretty good shape a couple years ago, and I remember seeing Mateo out.
You'll never
out.
Be gay, buff.
Well, I remember seeing him out, and Mateo was not like swole
no.
In any way, shape, or
2 form. 2 years ago,
he was like,
not.
I should go back to the gym. And I saw him a fucking month later, and he put on like 40 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm like,
of muscle.
His sister's like a bodybuilder.
Yeah, I know. She like told
him
cheated.
All the
she
shit.
Told him
yeah.
How to he had a system.
He just did steroids?
Well, you know.
No, he didn't do steroids.
Well,
are you saying Mateo's on steroids?
No, if you drink cum, there's so much testosterone.
Yeah.
In.
No, I guess his like sister like helped him out.
Careful with the
made
speaker.
A,
yeah.
Like a nutrition plan for him or something.
Yeah, but still.
But it was literally like a month later. I saw him at Moon Tower and I was like, what the f-?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a bad body, dude.
Yeah, I know. I wish I was. Wish I had a bodybuilder sister that I also had sex with. Wish I had an incestuous relationship with my big, strong Russian sister.
You do?
Julia Vins acknowledged me on Instagram.
I saw that.
Yeah.
On your birthday.
Yeah. I threatened to fight some man from Zanzibar for hitting on her. She liked it.
That's all Russians know, dude.
Yeah, violence.
That's how you want to win
a
Russian world.
Just like... I like it when they hit other men for
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
you should kill someone and send their DM.
That is the only thing that lubricates my vagina.
You should get married to
Julia
her.
Could beat up both of us. Me and Zanzibar, you know, Tommy.
She can't, maybe she can't fight.
What?
Maybe she can't fight. You know, maybe she's just, the muscles are just for show, not for go.
The pinnacle of Legion of Skanks will be the episode where Lewis fights Julia Vince in the studio.
Dude, I will take any challenge. Yeah.
Yo, guys, tune in next week. I'm going to be fighting Nick Mullen's wife. On Legion of Skanks 2020.
Would Lewis, if a woman challenged him to a fight, he'd have to accept?
He's a grand tradition.
Those
comedy,
are his
though.
Rules.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Andy Kaufman. Mm-hmm.
We should have a woman fight Adam. That would be actually awesome.
We should have Adam turn into a woman and then fight his sister.
That's true. I wouldn't fight my sister.
Yeah, she'd fuck you up.
No, I'd kick her ass.
Yeah. I remember seeing one time one of my friends growing up, like, he always had, like, a nice relationship with his sister. But then one time there was, like, a dispute over the TV, and he, like, just beat the shit out of her in front of us. She was, like, crying. He, like, kneed her in the stomach.
Yeah.
And she was, like, on the ground crying. We were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And, but they were siblings, so it was like...
You can do that. You're allowed to do that.
Tell my sister
when
she was...
That's the most acceptable
form. Yeah. You're allowed to beat the shit out of... For sure. You are definitely allowed to beat the shit out of your sister.
No, you're not. Not like a brother.
Yes.
I remember when my brother went through puberty, like, all in one night.
Mm.
And I always used to be, like, really shitty to him and, like, push him around. And I grabbed him, like, around the neck, like, in, like, a headlock to, like, noogie him or whatever. And he, like, suddenly, like... moved his whole body forward and, like, flipped me over his shoulder.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
And I landed on a glass tabletop shattered.
That rules.
And he was, like, 15. He had, like, gone through puberty, like, 6 hours ago at once. And he was like, oh, I am so sorry. Like, he had no idea it had happened or whatever. I'm like, it's okay. We have to clean up the glass.
You can only fight your sister if she's an older sister. If you're an older brother and you have a younger sister, you can't.
I don't.
You have
think
to protect them.
Any,
you can't fight
age,
them.
Yes, I think you shouldn't beat the shit out of people that are smaller and weaker than
I
you.
I used to tell my sister I wish she was a boy so I could get better at fighting. I blamed
that would
her
not
for,
have. Yeah.
If she was a boy, I shouldn't like hit women in general. Like even if a woman was bigger than me, I wouldn't hit her.
But if you're 13 and she's
you would have
18,
to be, it would have to be like a monstrously huge woman.
Right.
It's like I know that there's no way I could win the fight at
right,
all.
Right, 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 right.
You know?
I'm doing this for honor, for glory.
Throw yourself at her like a pebble waiting to be smacked down.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like my friend Lulu is like an enormous... Lulu has like physically defended me from other women throwing punches at my face.
Lulu's a bruiser name, too.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
she had no choice.
Lulu sounds like a gorilla with a little hat on.
Yeah,
they taught her.
I mean, that's
language.
Basically, That's it.
Fuck. I want to fight women.
You ever punched a woman?
No, what the fuck? I was kidding. Why would I punch a woman?
Well, neither have I.
You haven't punched anybody.
I've punched
You've never punched anybody in your life.
I've punched.
No, your hands would be broken if that happened.
That's not true. I've punched.
You'd be permanently... Here, punch my fist.
Right I now. Have punched!
Punch my fist right now as hard as you can.
When's
I don't want to punch your fist.
Punch it, my fist
that
right
does
now.
Hurt.
I'm not going to punch
Do
knuckles.
Do it.
Do it,
I don't want to play bloody knuckles.
You're in control
knuckles.
Of the collision here. You can decide to make it
I don't
as painful
punch your
or
fist.
As not
Just
painful
tap
as you
it.
Want.
No,
Just
you don't punch... A fist isn't a place you punch.
Tap it, bitch.
No, you punch a stomach, you punch a chin, you punch a...
Go ahead, punch my face right now.
On the show?
I don't want to punch it. I don't want to do that.
Adam, you don't
do
understand.
I'm
there would be
you.
Like a
Go.
Whole week of him not making fun of you.
No, that
no
not
that's not
at
true.
All.
It's going
it
to get worse.
Absolutely happen.
Okay,
it
no. Worse. It's going to get worse.
Punch him, bitch.
I'm not
no,
going to punch you.
I think you can get a week out of it. If you can make contact.
You make contact. I won't move my head at all.
Punch him, bitch.
I would only punch
Go
you for
the
honor.
Chin.
I only punch for honor.
Pointy little Irish chin.
I swore an oath, okay? I swore an oath at a certain point in my life that
gay.
I would only use violence for honor, okay?
To be gay
And this
forever.
Is not an honorable
You're
use of force.
You're dishonored every week on this podcast.
No,
we
I
have
a tremendous
no
amount of honor. I have a tremendous amount
no
of honor.
No one honors you at all.
A lot of people honor me.
No, honor this dick.
I have like six friends.
Honor this dick in a nice fucking ciabatta roll.
You
do
have
killed.
More friends than anyone I know,
Save
actually.
Your...
Yeah, you do. I don't have any friends.
You should go.
You have
Jewish
me and Sav.
I know. That's literally my only friends.
I'm not friends with anyone from Jewish summer camp.
Yes,
they
you
all
are.
Think
yes,
actually.
You are.
No, literally are.
No, I'm friends with two people from camp, and one of them went to a wedding where there's a bunch of people from Jewish summer camp that was there this weekend. And they all think that Cumtown is anti-Semitic podcast.
It is.
It is. I've
made
it clear.
Which is the best.
We have certain anti-Semitic podcast.
Which is honestly the best possible scenario for me is that like.
I like your New Jersey friends.
To keep these people out of my.
That place is like a time capsule.
Those are like college friends.
They're like the same age as us, but they're like Jews from 50 years ago. New Jersey is like a time capsule. They have like some kind of old world quality about them.
I mean,
like that guy that walked in, he's like, Zelda dropped her cell phone. Hello to you too.
Oh yeah, Sammy.
Does he have dick pills?
Sammy was the one with the dick pills. Yeah.
All right, tell Sammy to say what's up.
He gave me, no wait, the other one gave me an edible. Those are really Ooh. Nice people.
Oh, they're good guys. Edibles? That's the next, that's what Stav needs. Baby.
I need that, dude. Yes, brownies to get you hard. I'm just walking around.
It's
my cock is like dripping out of my fucking clothes.
Yeah. Holy shit, that would be awesome.
No, I mean, I think that.
Oh my God. If someone can make that, please.
No, but it totally rules that these people I don't want to have in my life at all and are super annoying think I'm anti-Semitic now.
Yeah, you are anti-Semitic.
I know.
Do not grab my cock. Stop.
Touch his penis. Suck. Stop. Suck my man on the penis.
I'm ready to go now.
Are you
I'm actually
hard?
Pretty hard. Yeah.
Did you guys used to get boners in the car on the way to school? Like
Sometimes.
Every morning?
Not every morning.
Oh, I used to get them like...
No, what I remember is
like
getting...
on the bus.
Is getting hard right before the period would end. And I'm like, God damn.
And you can't get up.
Yeah, you can't get up.
One time
too, like I didn't know that you weren't supposed to wear only basketball shorts and sweatpants until I was 27 years old.
Yeah. You could actually like... Sort of hold your shit down.
I do remember going to the grocery store with my dad one time and I was in the car and we got there and I was like, I'm just going to wait in the car because I was like, just like basically coming because I started thinking about like just a pair of tits.
Yeah.
Maybe an hour early.
Thinking about a girl's armpit and you're hard as shit.
It wasn't even that, dude. It wasn't even thinking about sex stuff. Just boners used to just fucking out of nowhere.
I'm so glad that doesn't happen anymore.
That sucked.
Yeah.
No, I think that's funny.
No, it's like you have literally no control over your own body.
I don't
it
want
also
control.
Seems like that's terrible
true.
For our current political
that's
climate.
Evident.
Yeah. You should be able to just sort of exist in a cocoon until you're like 26, and then you come out.
You can
out,
be a person.
And then, that would be the ideal situation.
Being a parent of a teenager must really fucking suck.
Yeah.
They're gross. And
imagine if you had a roommate that left cum everywhere and you weren't allowed to bring it up because it would embarrass them.
Yeah, that is what living with Eldis is like.
Yeah. Have you seen my cum? Do you know where my cum is?
Being a parent does suck dick, though. It's like a job that you fucking... Mm-hmm. But you lose money. How about that? You know?
Just reading. I'm reading responses to this TJ Miller thing.
I might.
Yeah. Any hot takes?
TJ Miller not only fucks clowns, but he's also a transphobic asshole whom I want nothing more than to strangle with my bare hands.
He fucks clowns as a criticism?
I don't know what that means.
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, they're calling the woman who said he
they're calling
her a clown?
The abused victim a clown.
That's fine.
It's just someone that just hates TJ Miller.
That's
and
fucked.
Has
Diep.
No opinion on
every
the alleged violence he committed.
Didn't he have a brain tumor? Is he going to use that as the excuse?
Did he?
Yeah, he collapsed during a pitch meeting. Yeah.
No, he was doing the Yogi Bear movie in Australia.
Oh shit!
Oh,
and
God.
His like brain.
That's the worst sentence I've ever heard.
Yeah. He almost died.
No, he does have actual brain damage.
Fuck.
But I don't know. I mean, it's like you look at those guys with CTE, and it's like, yeah, they murdered their whole family, and then they're like, oh yeah, I guess it's bad to
Chris Benoit
when you mess with someone's brain.
Yeah.
They might do weird shit
when they get thousands of concussions.
Well,
should I get lobotomized? I think that would be good for the show.
Electric shock.
You should get a vasectomy.
Yeah,
actually, electric
for the
shock.
Show.
You might be a good candidate for.
Really? What is it? Does that really fix?
They still
shit?
Do
it
apparently.
Chronic depression sometimes, and they literally don't know why.
What? They just zap your shit?
Yeah, but you should.
I mean, that's
do
what
that.
Medicine was until yesterday.
Damn.
Just like, well, let's see what
it's
this
leeches
does.
And electric shocks.
I'll get electric shock.
I think I would like that life. You know, to be just committed to a mental institution in the '60s and
just catatonic.
Yeah, just have my brain fried by doctors. And
you would like that?
Yeah, I think that would be a nice life.
I mean, I'm not sure what the success rates are, but like for people who have chronic depression, not mania or anything else, electroshock therapy has had like surprisingly good results.
Yeah.
And now, of course, they can like knock you out, I guess, so it doesn't, you're not horrible.
Well, masturbating for women was originally invented to help hysteria.
Hysteria, yeah.
And I think we should bring that back.
Doctors used to finger like finger moody bomb. Women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
The first vibrators were
cool. Like, they were cool.
They were whatever. They were medical. They were considered medical tools.
Yeah,
yeah. Just imagine like a doctor in the 1800s coming home, and the wife's like, you know, like your dinner's cold, and it's like, I have been eating pussy for like 9 hours.
I don't need this
don't
shit right
time
now.
For this shit. Shut up, woman. Yeah. I've been at my pussy eating job. That I had to learn how to read to do. You're going to come at me with this nonsense. That'd be a pretty sweet job.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just get, like getting to eat out 57-year-old women
mm-hmm.
who just drown all their children in the
yep.
in the town bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What
yes.
a dream.
Sounds good to me. Damn.
Well, folks.
Sorry.
No, sorry. Yeah, go for it. People love eating on when we eat on mic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm holding the mic away.
Yeah, I know. You do that even when you're speaking.
Got her ass.
Yeah, I know.
Rakow.
Right. I'm going to go see Star Wars. Bah. But again, guys, if you're around the D.C. metropolitan area.
Oh, yeah. Friday and then night. Again, I guess we forgot to do it, but we should be plugging the Patreon at the,
oh, yeah.
the beginning of the episode.
Last week, I think, was the first time we did it since
we've
December
never mentioned
last
that,
year.
Yeah, if you listen to the show regularly, there's a bonus episode every week
mm-hmm.
on patreon.com/cumtown.
Really good.
Maybe me and Adam should post the bonuses.
Yeah, you
on
should.
Twitter.
On
yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of new signups because people just didn't know about it. Anyways, you guys are fun. Thanks.